Welcome to CFO.University's audio version of Steve Rosenwald's CFO Ed Talk, Finance, the Foundation of All Economies. Steve's message addresses the critical role financial professionals will play in the lifestyle of generations to come. Enjoy, learn, engage. I have some great news. We are living longer. According to the World Economic Forum, my children have a 50% chance to live to 100. That's 12 years and 14% increase in a single generation. We must overcome two major challenges in order for our heirs to be able to benefit from their longer longevity. The first major challenge is solving our addiction to debt. I'll give an example using the U.S. federal debt, but it impacts many of our economies in a similar way. In 2005, the per capita income of Americans equaled 5 months of our federal debt. In 2017, today, that number has moved up to 13 months of income per American for our federal debt. If we roll that forward to 2030, that number moves to 39 months of federal debt. Our debt is growing at a much faster pace than our income. Now, if you have a weak stomach, you might want to close your eyes and plug your ears for this next statistic. By the time my children are ready for retirement, their share of the U.S. federal debt will stand at $3.8 million, or 28 years of their income. Those are overwhelming numbers, and it's not sustainable, so we have to find a fix for it. Our second major challenge is training our citizens to manage their retirement programs. The responsibility for retirement has been shifting from government and employers to civil servants and employees over the last 40 years. In 1935, the Social Security Act established a fund to keep our elderly from being on welfare. This fund has largely been successful, but in the next 20 years, the Social Security Trust Fund is expected to be depleted. In 1978, a new type of corporate retirement plan was established. The 401k plan allowed companies to replace their defined benefit plan with a defined contribution plan. This change forced more of the funding for retirement onto employees. It also gave employees 100% of the investment risk in the retirement plans. The result of these two major changes in our retirement programs have shifted the burden of retirement planning to our civil servants and our employees. Financial professionals, with their experience and their skill sets, are positioned to lead us in overcoming these challenges. Overcoming our addiction to debt and training our citizens in being able to manage their retirement programs will allow our heirs the financial security to retire. The definition of an economy is management of available resources. This covers many different types of organizations, including individual households, communities, states, and national governments. Sound financial principles are instrumental in running our economies. I'll give you four reasons why our economies are troubled and face these challenges. Number one, our fiscal scorekeepers in our larger economies are politicians, and politicians are disciples to their policies, not disciples to good financial practices. Number two, many of our economies run an habitual deficit. The CIA World Factbook indicates that 83% of the nations in the world ran a deficit last year. Economies that habitually run a deficit either end up in bankruptcy or create economic turmoil for their participants. Three, debt is a good thing. Too much debt is a bad thing. An example of good debt is highlighted in one of my favorite movies, It's a Wonderful Life. George Bailey, a banker, lends mortgages to the working class of Bedford Falls. They replace their rent expense with equity in a home, and they're one step closer to the American dream. However, today, that dream is unraveling as auto loans, credit card debt, and student loans pile up to create a mound of debt that we can't dig out of. In a second example of well-intentioned debt, in 2009, the federal government went on a spending spree to yank us out of the Great Recession. Unfortunately, that spending spree hasn't stopped. Government debt isn't like a mortgage, where it's supported by a house or an asset that will appreciate in value. It's like credit card debt, where after 30 days after a purchase, the asset's consumed, and what remains is the debt. Our addiction to debt has allowed us to invest in dreams we can't pay for. Fourth, we have not trained our citizens to plan and manage for their retirement. We passed on that responsibility, but we haven't trained them to accept it. Now, these all seem like some pretty serious problems to overcome, and we need to overcome them soon, but we do have solutions for it. And a main part of that solution is financial professionals using their skills and experience to help lead us out of this crisis. Here's how. One, scorekeeping. Independence, logic, well-thought-out decision-making are all trademarks of our profession. Our discipline is based on facts, analysis, and on collaboration. Those are characteristics that make for a great scorekeeper. And our economies need great scorekeeping. They need to know where we came from, where we're at today, and where we are going. Second, financial professionals quickly learn the importance of balancing a budget. We spend a great deal of our time implementing strategies that prevent our economies from suffering. We understand that revenues must exceed expenses. We also, it's no coincidence that one of the main tools of our industry is called the balance sheet. Third, as financial professionals, we are trained to successfully finance activities in fast-moving, highly complex environments without jeopardizing their future. Debt in moderation can be a catalyst. Too much debt can sink or collapse an economy. The discipline of finance allows us to invest in dreams that we can pay for. Fourth, we have a great opportunity to do our own investing for our own retirement plans. It's a great opportunity for our citizens, but we haven't trained our citizens to take on that responsibility. However, think of what financial professionals do every day in their jobs. They create models that help us plan for the future. They prepare budgets. They prepare forecasts. All these tools that help us look into the future and plan. These are exactly the tools that our households need to plan for their retirement. It's a perfect fit for us. So let me say it again. I have great news. We are living longer. We have some challenges to overcome, challenges that are best solved by the skills and experience of financial professionals. I'm asking you, as an executive in our financial community, to take on the responsibility of teaching the citizens of our economy some of the financial knowledge that you have learned over the years. Teach a friend how to prepare and manage a budget. Help a young household learn how to prepare their personal financial forecast. Educate your employees on how to maximize their 401k benefits and their retirement benefits in general. Educate a politician on the perils of too much debt. Evangelize about the benefits of using sound financial principles to improve our economies in the future. Sharing a needle's eye portion of your financial knowledge with a friend or a politician could have huge benefits to our economies and our livelihood in the future. Visions with Finance turn dreams into reality.